sticks who came to talk about his paintings and the shit that make him tick. I think his name was John something. If at the assembly you're allowed to cut the class, I was sunk into the bucket, yellow puffy on my lap. Bring on John something. Hot-blooded art freaks take the auditorium. Three quarters boorish, one quarter primordia. Keen to absorb the stories of veteran picture makers. Even if an unfamiliar name and face are mystery flavors, say John something, who was punctual to the podium. Visibly uncomfortable, having trouble focusing. Noticing we're noticing, he pardons the glitch. Says I'm sorry, but it's vital I depart from the script. To where? You had one job. John something, something's wrong with John. Something, something's on his mind. He been searching for the words. Even standing at the plate, I ain't anticipate the curve. He go, last night I saw this new documentary and I cannot understate the extent to which it's affected me. I'm on the edge of my seat. He said, it's called When We Were Kings. This was 1996. He was there to show some photos that would demonstrate his gift. I think his name was John something. If at the assembly you are seeing something new, I'm a new fan before even seeing what he do. Like, bring on John something. When We Were Kings is a documentary feature on the 74 U.S. Heavyweight Boxing Championship that's commonly referred to as the Rumble in the Jungle, where you come to punch or die as neither party's crying uncle. The champ George Foreman versus the kid Muhammad Ali and Zaire, and other politics involved in the affair, including rare footage leading up to the event, plus interviews with VIPs remembering the effects. So Mr. Something up there, present as it gets, talking Ali and his confidence begetting his success, but almost referenced as a magic or some extrasensory X that he had witnessed and was duty-bound to tell to someone else, us. And truly I was hung on every sentence, though it probably lasted longer than intended, it felt genuine, if a little strange. 30 minutes in, we have yet to see what you paint, look. January 96, he was there to share his work, maybe got us through the mist. I think his name was, if at the assembly you were tripping off the tangent, but also like I need to see this flick, it sounds fantastic. Or so says John something. Low on time, John starts blowing through his slides. They were ultimately fine, but the takeaway is praise for this entirely other mind. I'm at the movie theater, this was Boston, 1996. 20 years of age, I'm an 80s Mike Tyson kid. We heard about that legendary clashing of the Titans, but could never have contextualized the metrics or environment until 90 minutes of history and images and music, I was riveted infinity. That walkout different than you slithered in. Every atom in you shifting, christened in the river shit. And I still revisit it. This week, winter came, queued it up, hit play. It felt like someone visited. Anytime I pay it forward, I say this was recommended by one of my favorite artists. This person who in 1996 gave the only artist lecture I've remembered ever since. I think his name was Jane. If at the assembly and we're headed for the theater, you should put your hands together for the greatest ever speaker, who may or may not be named John.